Well, we won't have to wait very long. Quinn Hughes is on the line. Quinn, how's it going?
I'm good, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well as well, and you know, happy to see that you're back on the ice, and happy to see that your teammates are coming back into town. Just you know, it's been a while since we talked. How's everything going through the quarantine, and now shifting over here to Vancouver and getting ready to hit the ice again?
Yeah, it's been good. I think you know, everyone's excited to get back and get going again. So it was nice being on the ice again with a lot of the guys today. And like I said, we're looking forward to getting back.
Did you pick up any new hobbies during quarantine? I know it's been a struggle for a lot of us to keep busy. What did you spend most of your time on?
We played a lot of basketball. We played basketball 2-3 hours a day, and you know, we were working out and skating, so that takes up a good, you know, part of the day. And then our pool was up, so you know, we were actually, you know, having some fun over there, and it didn't seem like we were just getting through the days.
All right, so playing basketball, getting that cardio up. I got to ask, though, you know, anytime you have a bunch of siblings and a couple of siblings, who's the best shooter out of the bunch?
You know, I think they would both say that I'm probably the best. But, you know, Jack's
right.
Pretty good. He's a good shooter. He's just not consistent. And then Luke's just a bigger body, and he can kind of play down low.
So do you play basketball like you play hockey? You're more like smooth, great dribbler, like that kind of thing? Or do you have a different style when it comes to hoops?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, you know, I try my best, and not much to it. It's just, you know, playing basketball on the driveway. So it's not, you know, probably not too smooth, but we have fun with it.
You listen to Reach Deeper, joined by Quinn Hughes of the Vancouver Canucks. Quinn, you mentioned it earlier on, just getting back on the ice. How did it feel to be back in Vancouver on the ice?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think all the guys, we want to play, and we're excited to play. So I think, you know, this is the first step of that. And it was good to see all the guys again. It's been, you know, a long time, close to 4 months. So it's just, you know, like I said, this is the first step.
You know, you mentioned, Quinn, that you've been able to get some time on the ice pretty consistently over the last few months. So how did it feel? Like, how do you feel physically at this point of the year? I know you're not necessarily used to being in game shape during this time of the summer, but what's your physical condition like right now?
I wouldn't say I'm game shape, but, you know, I feel pretty good, and I'm not too far off. You know, I wasn't skating too much, but, you know, whenever I could get ice here and there, I, you know, I tried my best to do so. But, you know, I think, you know, that's why we came in, you know, a little bit earlier than most teams, because we wanted to, you know, come out of the gate strong and ready to go. So I think we got our, you know, 14 days here to quarantine, and that'll help us get ready for camp. And then we got camp. So I think we're going to be, you know, ready to go.
In terms of, you know, that process, because everything has changed in the last 3 months, not only of, you know, whether people go to work or not, but even the process of you going for a skate and that, how many people are allowed at the rink at that time. How is that, you know, from a player's point of view? Is it a lot to get used to when you're having to go through so many checks and balances?
Yeah, it's, you know, this is our first time going through this, you know, for everyone. So I think we're just kind of taking it one day at a time, one step at a time. It is definitely strange when you can't, you know, work out with everyone, and you got to, you know, maintain a little bit of distance on the ice. So it is weird, but, you know, at the same time, you know, we'll do whatever we can to start playing again. And if, you know, this is the rules and this is what we got to do, then that's what we'll do.
Quinn, you know, we know that Coach Travis Green really likes to put the players through their paces during a normal training camp at the beginning of the year. Are you dreading those conditioning drills a little bit, or are you mostly just, you know, thrilled and excited to be back with the team?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, the excitement to be back will make the, you know, conditioning drills not as hard. But, yeah, the camps are usually definitely hard. But, you know, at the same time, that's why we're pushing it right now. And that's why I was pushing it before I got here. So that, you know, I would be ready for camp.
You're listening to Reach Deeper, joined by Quinn Hughes. Quinn, there's so much uncertainty of you know, where the season's going to go, quite, you know, literally. The hub cities haven't been decided upon yet. It's a new experience for everybody involved, but how weird is that going to be, potentially, to set up shop in one city where hockey players, whether it was in college for you or in your career, it's just you're bouncing around and you're moving around a lot, you're coming home often. What do you think about this potential hub city plan?
I think that, it's the best that we can do. And, it's not an easy, situation for anyone involved. So, but, at the same time, we're just going to have to make do with what we got. And, I'm sure that they're going to, make the accommodations as good as possible. And, for me, the biggest thing is just playing. And if they're given an opportunity, for us to play, and this is what it takes, and, I'm all for it.
And of course, the Canucks matched up against the Minnesota Wild in the play-in round, and I want to dig into that matchup a little bit more. But, this will be your first taste of NHL Stanley Cup playoff action. I know there's a lot of excitement, and just to be back with the team and to build on what you guys accomplished before the pause, but we also know that things are going to be different. There's not going to be fans in the building. Is there any sense of disappointment that your first time in the playoffs won't be in that traditional atmosphere with the fans going crazy at Rogers Arena?
I haven't thought about it too much because there's nothing I can do about it. And this is the reality that we're faced with. So I haven't really pondered on that, but since you got me thinking about it, yeah, of course, I was, and when you think of playoff hockey, and before the year, my goal was to, try to play in the playoffs this year with this team. And, everyone talks about, how cool the city is when, we make the playoffs. So, obviously I wanted to see what that looked like, but, it is what it is, what happened, the virus is obviously bigger than the game. So, we have to go out without fans, but that, it is what it is. And I'd rather go without fans and play than not play at all.
Well, that play-in series is going to be against the Minnesota Wild. How do you feel your team matches up against Minnesota?
I think we got to respect them. I think they're really good, and they got some really young, young players that are good. But I truly believe that if we play our best, I think we can win some rounds here. So, and I think that's what's most exciting and why guys are so excited to be back, is for that reason. So, we got to, anything can happen in the playoffs and in a 7-game series or a 5-game series. So, we got to stay grounded, and they're going to be ready to play too. But I think, I think we all feel really confident in what our team can do.
Quinn, you had such an impressive start to your NHL career leading up to the pause. When you look back at, I don't want to say your rookie season is over because we know technically this is still the same season, but when you look back at what you've did with this team so far, how do you think your game developed from training camp until the season was paused in March?
That's a good question. I felt, really ready to go at the start of the year, and I came out, pretty hot. And I think I just continued to get better and better as the season went on, more comfortable, more confident. I think that'll continue to be the case in the next coming years. But I think, just learning, what the NHL game's like and the lifestyle as well, how to get your sleep and manage different things. So I think as the season went on, I got better and better at those things. And, so I think I feel really confident right now. I feel strong and ready to go. So, yeah.
You found some real consistency as well playing with Chris Tanev. What kind of impact has he had on your game?
Yeah, Chris is unreal. The best defenseman I've ever played with, for sure. He's, when I came in, I never got to watch the Canucks too much just because they're on the West Coast. So even when I was drafted, I never really caught too many games. But so I didn't really know what Chris's game was like. But, everyone was telling me he's, defensive shutdown guy and, limited offensively. But I think that he's very skilled and he's very smart and he thinks like me on the offensive, blue line. So I think that's why we mesh so well. And, he's very smart and he breaks out pucks. He's good defensively and, everyone on the team loves him and he's kind of a, the heart of the team a bit. So, I was definitely blessed to come in and play with him. And I think that he's, one of our best players for sure.
Well, talking about that play-in series yet again and the playoffs and what's coming potentially in the next month or so, it's such a weird scenario based on the fact that, everybody's going to be on level footing. Generally, you go into the playoffs and there's injuries and there's issues and there's guys that are shut down, you know, at this point of the year. But now it seems like everybody's going to be going in fresh, Quinn. Does it feel the same to you, where it seems you don't really know what to expect from teams because you haven't seen them in so long?
I'm not worried about other teams. I think we got to worry about ourselves and try to get ready, you know, to play. And there's really not much you can do if you're worrying about the other team. Obviously we'll look at Minnesota, you know, look at their penalty kill and power play as it gets closer and a little bit of what they like to do. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we got to focus on ourselves.
All right, Quinn, thank you very much for joining us today. And good luck back on the ice. I know it's early days so far, but hope you enjoy your time getting ready for the season to resume at some point.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Quinn.
There he is.